USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are calling House Democrats' bill to make Washington, D.C. officially a state unconstitutional. Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not about voting rights. This is all about Democrats' desire to reshape the political balance.
So this is not about voting. This is about altering the makeup of the House and the Senate. This is a continuation of efforts by the Democrats to alter the way America operates.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says explicitly that the national capital would not be part of a state nor treated as a state. And the Department of Treasury and the IRS are announcing that the 2019 tax filing deadline will remain July 15th. Due to COVID-19, the original date from April 15th was pushed back to July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Small Business Administration says they've received over $8 billion disaster relief loans from small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking before the House Small Business Committee, Associate Administrator for Disaster Assistance James Rivera says these are unprecedented loan numbers.
This agency has provided economic relief to over 6.8 million small businesses for over $147 billion.
Rivera outlined some of the steps the SBA is taking to deal with the high demand.
Currently, we're processing grants in less than 2 days. The pandemic and nationwide program has also required the agency to scale up our disaster staff, now totaling over 7,000 personnel.
Concerns over coronavirus are elevating across the country. On Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence said 12 states currently have both rising cases and positivity rates. Among those, Arizona, where the vice president is today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Top Republicans are continuing to defend President Trump against allegations he ignored a report that Russia was offering Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. service members stationed in the country. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe, an Oklahoma Republican who attended the White House briefing on Tuesday, says he's convinced the president did not know anything about it. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells Fox News he's shocked the New York Times would run with a story like this.
I'm somewhat surprised that the New York Times ran with that story. The president was not briefed because at the time of these allegations, they were uncorroborated.
A special federal unit will be deployed across the country for the July 4th weekend in order to protect federal monuments and statues from a possible fresh wave of domestic extreme vandalism. That's according to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. Wolf telling Fox and Friends,
what we've seen is really this lawlessness over the past 4 weeks in a variety of communities. And the president, the administration, we're taking some really strong action. So we've surged federal resources here into the D.C. area about 4 weeks ago to put down a lot of these violent protests. We've seen a number of arrests. We've seen an executive order from the president. And what the department's doing is as we go into this July 4th holiday, we want to make sure that federal properties, federal facilities, buildings, statues, monuments that the Department of Homeland Security protects.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.